Everybody agrees, Rashi says, Kivun Yeshlem Toich. Since there's an insight to the Kli, that Konaloi Kalev, Vevi Gezel Gomer. Here everybody agrees. Like if you caught the bird in a real good trap, real good net, that has an insight to the net, so it's inside your Rishus. So for sure it belongs to you, and whoever takes it now is over, really is a Gezel. Keep Ligu, here's the Machlekes in the Mishnah, Velechi Bekukri. Type of traps that's open, like a fish, or a fish trap, what you call a hook, a fish hook you catch with. There, even when you catch the fish, it's not in your Rishus. So there's the Machlekes in the Mishnah. Now let's say you just caught the fish with a hook, do we consider the fish to be yours? Really? Like Rabbi Yossi says, is a Gezlem of the Rabbanim? Or else we don't say it's really yours, or it's only Mishum Darki Sholem, nobody should take it. Then it says, Mitzias Cheresh Shaita V'Kotin. It's also Mishum Darki Sholem, you can't take it. And Rabbi Yossi says, it's also Gezlem of the Rabbanim. Some Rav Chizah said, Gezlem Gomer Medivrayim. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, it's Gezel Gomer, it means Medivrayim. In other words, the Cheresh Shait V'Kotin does not have Das. If they pick up a Mitzia, they can't be Koiner it. But Midrabbanan, though, the Rabbanan said they're Koiner it, and therefore somebody steals it now, the Mamish over, and it's Gezel Medivrayim. So what says, my last Kamina, what's the difference? If it's Tam Asa Mishur Medarke Sholem, or it's Asa because the Rabbanan said it's theirs, the difference is, Loitzia B'dayonim, can you take him to Bezdin now to get it back? If you learn that the Tanakam, it's only Stam Mishum Tikkun Olam, so then you can't get it away. If somebody took it, Bezdin will not be Mechayvim to give it back. True, Bezdin tells him don't do it. But if the person did it though, we can't take it away from him. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that these Ketana Makoina the Mitzias Mamish Midirabonin, so now if somebody comes and steals it, it's Mamish Nisa Gezel Midirayim, that Bezdin will take it away from him. Omar, yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Oni Hamanake Brosh HaZayis. You have an Oni that's collecting his leke, his peyos, and he's banging on the bottom of the olive tree, that the olive should fall down. So if so, Mashatak, or whatever fell down, belongs to him. Mishum Dake Shalom, or else Mishum Gezel. Tonim we learned, Im Li Katvenosin Biyad, Hareza Gezel Gomer. Like if the Yoni Mamish went to collect the olives and put it into his hand, then for sure, as soon as he put it into his hand, he's kerner it, it's his. And whoever steals it now is Mamash over the Yisra Gezel. Rav Kana hevikozo lihutzo. Rav Kana was walking to Hutzo. Chazayu yisol hu garba to a man. Tevishah the ufia. He threw like a stick to the tree. Rashi makolis. The kornasrin tamri. And the dates were falling down. Is ozo komenaket v'yochol. He was going and he collected them. He went to eat it. Omalei chazi mar. So he said, don't you see that I threw a stick at it, like I threw it down? He said, back to Mishnah, you're coming from the city of Abashio. Korilei, the tzadik yisraidelim. Rashi, lefikach ato boki bedinim, lefish derish l'ravim madiyim. Because he understand the mice was of Kana, didn't realize it. And if Kana was going now to eat these fruits, so the person told him, you can't eat it. I already threw the stick to the tree, so I have a right to have it. So Rav Kana said, you take a right. And he said, the Mestam Yikol from the city of Rabbi Yashiyah, he gives good drushes, he tells you the Allah is, say, Nechnam Yikol at Tzadik Yisraelim. Weiter. Ein Mamchin biyad aniya nachrim b'leket shikha peyim v'edak ha-shalom. If a goy, a poor goy, comes to take the leket shikha peyah, we don't stop him. Mishum dak ha-shalom, we don't stop the goy from taking like tzedakah. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. The locher is mefarnesim aniyei nochrim im aniyei Yisrael. We're allowed to feed poor goyim with poor Jews together. O mevakrin chole nochrim chole Yisrael. If you go to the hospital in the same room, there's a Jew and a goy. You're supposed to be mevakar to the goy also. The kovrin meisei nochrim meisei Yisrael. Not in the same cemetery, but if you have an accident happen in Chumonis. And a few people died there, and there are goyim dead there also, you're supposed to be Yosik and burying them also. Not only just to take the Jews. Why? If they die to Shalom again, to keep peace in the world, because otherwise the goyim will come to hate us. So to Mishnah. Mash'eles isha lechaverta. A lady is allowed to borrow, lend to a friend. Ha'chashud ala shriyas. Even though you know your friend is chashud on Shemitah, she doesn't keep Shemitah, she'll use the peiros, which she's not allowed to, still you're allowed to lend her now, not for the cover of Rechayim. He can lend her a thief, a rechayim, a grinder, or a tanner, or a novin. But he can't go to be borer to check out the wheat, or toich neitchina. You can't work with her. If you're working with her, that's called yimisayaya yidei ovi avera. B'shah she's doing the avera, she's working with his peris, a shvi, she's not allowed to. But just to lend her the kelim, that you're allowed to. Eishas chover, an eisha of a chosh of a man, ma'ashelis le'eshas amoritz. She's allowed to lend to a friend that's the wife to an amoritz, napa v'kavra, again a thief, u'bereres, she could even is, bore means clean out the wheat, v'tachenes, and she could also grind it, u'mirakedisimo, here she could work with the wheat, with the other person. In other words, because here there's no issa yet. What are we afraid about? She's an amoritz, that she's tamei. So the chur shali after she makes the dough, she made the dough tamei. So later when she makes it challah, she's making the challah tamei. So therefore you're allowed to help her along, avu mishatata lesamayim. But once the amoritz puts the water into the flour, now let tigima, now you're not let help her out anymore. The feishem azikin they ovi avera. You can't help out the ovi avera. As once she puts the water in and now she makes it into a dough, now it's mechuyif in challah. And since the amoritz is tamei, so she made this dough tamei, so it's not nice like to make challah tameya. So therefore now the ishat, eshas chover, should not touch it anymore. Now the kulan lo yomu elam of medaka shalom. All these things were only said mishum daka shalom. The rashi says, shetiru lashilam kelu mesayayam b'li shas aveira. Atzo of medaka shalom. Because really, since you know the person's going to do an aveira, you shouldn't lend her anything. Just mishum daka shalom, they let you, like the beginning of the Mishnah, they let the isha lend a chavar as chashud and shvias on nap of the kavar rechayim. Mishum daka shalom, as long as you're not doing the actual aveira with her, you're allowed to lend her the kelim. And they're allowed to, you're allowed to be machs with them, you give them a yashikoyach, you're allowed to tell them, do a good job, do it very good. If you see a Jew working on his fields in Shemitah, you're not allowed to tell him a Yashikayach, because he's doing an Aveira. You're allowed to ask a guy how he's feeling, give him Shalom Aleichem, Mishum Daka Shalom. Shalom is Hashem's name, still you're allowed to do it to a guy. Mishum Daka Shalom, we're allowed to do it. Alright, let's stop here. You're holding off Samach Aleph. Oh, just to see the Mishnah over again. We saw the Mishnah yesterday, we'll see it over again. It says what? Mishalas ish lechaverto achashud al ashvias. You're allowed to lend to your friend or wife that's choshed, she doesn't keep the lochas ashmita, napa v'chavru achayim v'tanu. You're still allowed to lend her these things. A sieve or a grinder or an oven. Ah, v'loy tobo, but you can't go to burrow the wheat. V'loy titcho, and you can't grind with him more. Because then she's doing an aveiru when she's working with the fruits. So you can't be Masayaya Yidei Yervi Aveira. You can't help them along when they're doing the Aveira. Eishas Chover, a wife of a chosh of a person, Mashelis Leishas Amoritz. She's allowed to lend to the, a friend or a wife to an Amoritz. Napa Vekava, that she could also lend her a thief. Vubareres, but here she could even go to help her be Mavura, to clean out, to be Burr, but to pick out the bad things from the wheat. Vetzaychene, she could even help her grind, or Merakedesimo, and help her make the wheat. But once after she made the flour, like now when she and the namoritz, when she goes to put the water into the flour, now letigimo, now the eshes chover should not touch this challah, this dough anymore. The fishein machzikin yidei ovri avera, because you're not allowed to help an ovri avera to do the avera itself. In other words, here when she puts the water into the flour, it's becoming now like dough. Now it's mechuyev in challah. And the Amoritz is Kalim is all Tomei, so it's going to make the Challah Tomei. And you're not allowed to make Challah Tomei. Therefore, you're not supposed to help her along. But the Kulan, even the first part of the Mishnah, that says not the actual Aveira, but that you're allowed to lend her the Seif and the Oven, you should know that's also Loyomer Elam of Nedakasholim. Even that much, to lend her the Kalim, is also only Mutti because of Dakasholim. But otherwise, it should be usher also. Because it's also considered you helping her along, the fact you're giving her these kelim, these utensils, that later on she'll work with them. You're allowed to, like we'll see in the Gemara, allowed to give the ashekeach to the goyim that are plowing and working on Shemitah. You're allowed to give them a chizuk. But if you see a Jew working on Shemitah, you're not allowed to give him a chizik. Tell him Yasher Koyach. You're allowed to give Shalom Aleichem to a goy, Mishum Daka Shalom, to keep peace. So to Gemara. What's the difference in the ratio when the Isha is chashud ala shviyas that you're not allowed to work with her? You can't grind with her. Mashenka, when the Isha is not moritz, there you are allowed to grind with her. The Chura, why not? Why are you allowed to grind with her? The Avaminer is like her fruits, it's tevel. So you're working with tevel, it should be yasa. So, our Rabbi Abayin says, Roiv Amoritz Meisrenein. No, and Amoritz, most of his fruits is not tevel. Most of his fruits he takes off Trumas Amaisus. That is a din demai. We take off the Maisus, it's only Midrabonin, a small shash. So since it's only a small shash Midrabonin, therefore you're allowed to help her along and work with her. Mashenkin, in the first case, where the wife is working with the Paris of Shemitah, that's also Midiraisa, then you're not allowed to help her to grind with her. Rav says, Hocha b'amoritz to Rav Meir. No, you know what our Mishnah means? The wife of an Amoritz. It doesn't mean an Amoritz that doesn't take off Trumas and Maisris, but rather means an Amoritz like Rav Meir says. And v'tumah v'tayra the Rabbonin, it's only a question of tumah v'tayra the Rabbonin. So it will soon see, since it's only an Issa with the Rabbonin, therefore you're allowed to help her along Mishum Daki Sholem. Tetanin, because we're not like this. Ezeyu Amoritz. Who's called an Amoritz? Kol she'enei oicha chula b'tayra divra Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, if the person is not makbid to eat his regular food in the house b'tayra, he's called an amoritz. In other words, even if he takes off truma semaisris, we're talking about such a person that does take off truma semaisris. So here when the wife is grinding the flour, there's nothing wrong, because the flour is not tevel. What's no problem? That this amoritz is not makbid to eat his chulin b'tayra. So therefore we're afraid that when she comes to make the challah will become tamei. That's why the Mishnah says that once she puts the water into the flour, it becomes a dough. That's when it's nischayev in challah. From then on, you cannot help her anymore. The Chacham Mar Nechom say though, kol she'enoi maisa pereisov. No, an amoritz means anybody does not take off maisras, he's called an amoritz. So kids, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. So the amoritz means here they do take off trumas and maisras. Just that they're not makbid to eat the chulin b'tayra. So therefore, only b'shas you put the water into the flour, that's when you have to be makbid. So Gemara says, but me diktani sefer. Since the sefer says, mishatata les hamayim loytigimo, that once this wife, the wife of the Amoritz, puts the water into the flour, now the eishes chover cannot touch it anymore. The churis mashim because of tumah b'tayra. So mechlau dereisha lav betumah b'tayra v'askinon. It says Rashi, the first part that says that the eshes chover is a lot of help for a long grind. It's not a question of tumah b'tayra. Mashim tumah b'tayra only comes into the question when the water is there, not before. Sumara says no. I'll tell you reisha v'seifa betumah b'tayra. Both the reisha and the seifa is both talking about this question that the amoris does not keep tumah b'tayra. He's not makvid to eat his fruits, his peiros, his chulin, b'tayra. We have to be afraid, his kelim atomei. The ratio of tumas chulin, the ratio is talking about there, tumas chulin, that means the sam oretz, he's not makvid to eat his fruits, b'tumah. So therefore we have to be afraid, his kelim are also tumah. But it's only a question of chulin, which chulin is no issa d'iraisa. That a person wants to eat his chulin, b'tayra, it's only a chumra in the rabbanin. But midiraisi, you don't have to eat your chulin b'tayra. Mashen kein v'seifa b'tumas chala. But the seifa the Mishnah is talking about, that once the lady puts the water into the flour, now she makes a dough. When you have the dough, now you're mechuyev in chala. Here already it's an issa d'iraisa. Midiraisi, if you have chala, you're not allowed to be matamarit. Chala has a locha like truma, as the pasuk says, es mishmeres trumosai. That means Ovid Lei Shimmer. There's a mitzvah to watch your challah, should not become tamei. So therefore, since it's an issur d'iraisa, here we say the Eshes Chover is not allowed to help her along. But the Gemara Reminu Avakasha now. It says, Alocha, Toichnin